Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. God is so good. Praise the Lord. This is truly the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. I am just delighted to be sitting here. I am so humbled to be sitting here and talking and saying, this is the day that the Lord God has made. Yes, I am. I'm so delighted. Hallelujah. To be in the presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. This is the day. This is the day right here, right? This is the day that the Lord God has made. And to my brothers and sisters in Kenya, hallelujah. I know the day is just about well spent, but this is the day. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we are rejoicing. And we are glad in it. Why? Because our Father is the creator and the maker of the days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he know the plan that he has for each one of us. Amen. He knows the plan that he has for each one of us. Hallelujah. And he is a God that provides. Yes. Hallelujah. He provides. We're in his care. Oh, no, we just don't sit back and not do anything. We get our guidance, our direction, and instructions from our Father. Uh-huh. Yes. Oh, glory. This journey, your journey. Your road that you're traveling, it's your instructor, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yeshua. Oh, glory. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua. Thank you. Almighty God, we give you praise. We give you praise. We realize you're the one that gives us our instruction for the day. You guide, you protect, you shield, and you direct us. Yes, we thank you. And we do as we're instructed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? We do as we're instructed. Yes, indeed. We are the children of the Most High God. Oh, I hear how people call themselves King of Kings, and people call themselves Most High, and I've even heard some refer to their name as the Anointed. I don't knock it. Whatever they want to call themselves, they're entitled. But I'm talking about the one that made the heavens and the earth. I'm talking about the God that breathed the breath of life into man, and man became a living soul. I'm talking about every human being that's ever been, ever will, and now. Breath comes from him. The heart of the king is in his hand. The God that we're talking about. That's the God we're leaning and depending on. That's him. And we give honor to whom honor is due. Honor, oh God, and there are some who can do some powerful things, but the one who created power is who we refer to this morning. There's no limit, hallelujah, he's righteous altogether, hallelujah, he is, we bow down to the Most High God, yes. Oh, he heals us. Hallelujah. Oh, He protects us. He shields us. Oh, my. He provides for us. Oh, he has a plan for every one of us on this earth. And we shouldn't get too caught up in material things. It's all about the spirit. Oh, God. We're spirit beings housed in our body. Oh, my God. We can stop right there. Oh, when we as children of God begin to walk in our God-like character. Oh, my God. There's going to be trouble on the earth. Oh, my God. It's going to be awesome. When the sun, I can hear the footsteps. When the sons of God. Woba Shandidia. Display. Not man made, not man thought of, but God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Full of his grace and his mercy. Power. Not to be arrogant. Not to say, oh, if you know who I am, I'm none of that foolishness. But confident and on target, on point to do and to stand firm in the battle. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Ooh, because you know who your real God is. Hallelujah. You know this is not your home. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can be kind and loving even to the most. Oh. Tangled person. And pray for their untanglement. Yes. And girl, I shall pray for her. None of that foolishness. No. Children of the Most High God couldn't even talk like that. No. Oh, it's a beautiful thing. Oh, our God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Not trying to see how glorious we are, but just humble doing the work and the will of our Father. Yes. Yes, I mean, just think about it. Hallelujah. Who you serve and whose you are. Yes. He, you and him and he's in you. Yes. He's the vine and we're the branches. Yes. Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's in the vine is in the branch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. His word abides in us. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Bringing forth good fruit. Yes. We can just stop right there. Yeah, we can just ask the Lord to forgive us for any bad attitudes, so all the things that we think is not a problem can be a major problem. The little fox destroys the vine. Yes. Ooh, shake it all off. And well, I'm just going to speak to you anyway. Not that you may as well not even speak. Mm-mm. That's not how you do it. Because you want them to see the God in you, and you will not love people with patience and kindness. You don't know what took them to the point where they are to appear to be nasty and unkind. You don't know if you, and it's not for you to see everything. But God sees, God knows. There are some vicious people, I agree. But I don't have to say, God's going to get you and God, my place is to forgive and be kind and loving. And I can say a kind word. We can be kind. We can be loving. One word can change a person's attitude or just a smile when God is in it. I mean, you don't have to stay there and let them beat your head down, but you can be a kind person. Yes. God is good. We get our strength from the Lord. Yes. We get our strength from the Lord. We get our encouragement from the Lord. This is the day. This is the day. Oh, glory. This is, just keep saying it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord God has made. And he knows everything. Knows there's nothing hidden from him. Whatever we're going to go through, whatever we've gone through, God knows it. This is the day. We can relax because we're depending on him. Hallelujah. This is the day. Our encouragement. This is the day. Keep saying it. Some are caregivers and you're tired, but this is the day. God, lift the weight. You can do it with ease. This is the day. And some get negative reports, but this is the day that the Lord God has made. Hallelujah. And he has provided us with the comfort, with the peace, with the joy. Yes, some may, tears may flow for some today, but God is with us. Yes, this is the day. He knows and he cares. He does. Talk about the Almighty God. He can give us joy and shalom. Yes, if we will receive it, you're inspired. We can lean on it. And I know there are times you need to feel it. He'll let you do that. He will. Yes, he will. I know that for myself. This is the day. Hallelujah. This is in spite of all that's going on. This is the day that the Lord God has made. Peace. Yes. Shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness, completeness. Yes. This is the day. Hallelujah. That the Lord God has made. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise your most holy name. We exalt you. We extol you. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, your peace, your love, your joy. Father, we thank you for it. We thank you that we are not victims. We're victorious. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you this morning. We are victorious. Stay well because of you. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Our hope and our trust and our faith, Father, is not just someplace obliterated or in space somewhere. It's in you, Almighty God. Our faith is in you, your word. Your word is true. Your word is alive. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. Your word is you. Hallelujah. And we Thank you, Father. We glorify you. We exalt you. Oh, God, hallelujah. You bread a life. Hallelujah. Ooh, you feed us until we are full. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. Glory be to your name. You're our leading post. Yes, you are. You're our healer. Yes, you are. You are our healer. Almighty God, you are our healer. Yes, you are. You're the God that heals your people. And thank you. We receive the healing. Physical, mental, emotionally. Oh, God. We receive the healing. We receive the refreshing and the renewing. Oh, God, that only you can give. We receive it. We receive the confidence, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we receive your love. We receive it, and we are embracing it. Hallelujah. We're receiving your strength over us this morning, God. We're receiving it. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we're glorifying your most holy name for it, God. For it all. Hallelujah. For it all. For it all, Father. We thank you. Oh, Father. How we glorify you, Lord. Let us not dishonor you with doubt and loose words. Almighty God, our hope is in you. Hallelujah. Our trust is in you. When we inhale of you, hallelujah, we exhale. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. How freely you give us. Oh, my God. How freely you give us. Oh, my God. We thank you. Father. Our Father. Our most holy and exalted King. We give you honor and praise. And we bless your name. Worthy, Father, and we thank you. Hallelujah. For the knowledge and knowing your word of our praise. Hallelujah. This is the day. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for allowing us to press forward. Thank you for allowing us to rise early with you on our mind. Yes, Lord, in our heart. Thank you for how you're directing our path. Yes, Lord, ordering our steps. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, glory. We ask that you check to protect the children as they are in homes, all different situations. We ask that you just cover them. Oh, God, protect them. Feed them, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Keep them safe in their homes. Keep them safe on their work, going to school, regardless of the means of transportation. Oh, my Father, I protect them from the bullies and from the spirit that will desire to crush them such early age. Protect them, Almighty God. We apply the blood of Yeshua over every student, young and old, in Yeshua's mighty name. Hallelujah. The building that houses students. Hallelujah. We pray your protection over them. Hallelujah. The transportation. Oh, we pray your protection, Lord. And our children, we ask that you allow them to walk in the circle of your blessing. Yes, Lord. Lead them and guide them, protect them, shield them. We thank you for giving them faith, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Ooh, God, we thank you. let them hurt no one and let no one hurt them. Oh, Almighty God, hallelujah. We apply the blood of Yeshua. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And every child that seems to have gone astray, God, hear your son. You said all souls of mine, you sent them here for purpose, for your purpose. Dear God, we said, ask you to send them help from the sanctuary, them around, Almighty God. Open the eyes that they may see. There is that they will hear you, Almighty God. School my son to penetrate the pain and the walls, God. That's what's so built up so tight to cause them to go astray against you, God. Speak, Lord. Let them hear you, Almighty God. Meet them at their need. Meet them at their point of hurt. Meet them where it thought that they would be destroyed. Oh, God, change it. Turn it around. Hallelujah, for your glory. Oh, send the angels, hallelujah, to fight for them. Oh, God, and defend others from them. Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, remember those traveling on the highways and the byways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, protect these United States' property and its territories. Shield and defense, Almighty God, the four corners. Remember Washington, Almighty God, D.C., and the authority there, Almighty God. Oh, God, have your touch hearts. Almighty God, let them know that it's not about them. It's not about jokes. Almighty God, that is serious, that they will give an account. Ah, God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. They will give an account. Almighty God, and the things that done and said in secret. Oh, God, seeing you know, oh God, let them know, God, hallelujah. There's no place deep in the earth, above the earth, that one can go that you are not there. Hallelujah. You see everything. You hear and you know. God, we pray that you touch their heart. Hallelujah. That we, your people, may live in peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Work. Even in spite of them, their prejudices, Almighty God, their ignorances, Almighty God, hallelujah. Oh, touch hearts, Almighty God. Save souls, Almighty God. Oh, you know the way, hallelujah, that we all should take, and we're leaning and depending on you. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Your way. Remember the leaders of the church, Almighty God, hallelujah, speak to, empower, refresh, and renew. Oh, God, yes, Lord, hallelujah, oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Every gift to glorify you and to help one another. Not to be selfish. We thank you, Father, for this day, because this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. This is the day. Yes, Lord. And we thank you for this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Amen. In the name of Yeshua, glory be to your name. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes, he is. This is the day. I can't get this day. Oh, this is the day. And, you know, there are some of us who are having a wonderful day. Oh, my goodness. We're jubilant. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Oh, look at one of those look at me days. Ah. Glory, look at me, day, yeah. And there are some before the day is over, will experience something that's so miraculous. That is, nothing can compare. I walk beside it. Hallelujah. For God is with you. God is orchestrating. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory be to his name. God is so good. Can you just say, God is good? I mean, when you think what can happen and what probably will happen, some will be discouraged, but it's about God is there and you press into him the more and you're victorious. Yes. Don't give up. It's in the press. Yes. In him with his help, his strength from on high. Yes, I was about to give up. I just thought that I'm just devastated. But God, hold on to God's unchanging hand. I know that sounds like a cliche, but I am telling you, and there are some saints that can say it. Oh, if you heard their story, you would just be in awe. How can they have a smile on their face? But it's God that brings us through. It is our Father who guide us and tell us if we listen that we can make it through. You're victorious. You are victorious. You are not a victor. You know, you say, well, every time I think this happened, that happened. Just keep pressing. Feel strong enough to press. Yes, press. Press. You have a testimony. And I'm going to share a situation. I'm not going to share the person's name. This person is saying that they are usually late for work. And to make a long story short, they said this particular morning they got up early and they started to say, you don't need to be there now. Just wait. And something, she just felt the unction from God to just go on. And she, you know, well, all right, I'll get my gas and I'll do this, but something was just telling her to go on to work. And she had all this time in her, but she normally was able to say, like, I could just take my time. But she was getting the unction to press. She went to work. She got there, surprising to many. And she was at her desk and someone came to her and said, did you hear about the fire? She says, what, where, on 285? They said, no, in the parking lot. And so, okay, there was a fire in the parking lot. It was her car that blew up. And at the time that the car blew up, that was her normal time. She would have been in the car had she not listened to the Lord. God speaks. Yeah. You can trust him. Yes. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He loves you with an everlasting love. This is not our home. But we're here for purpose. We're here. We're duty bound. Do what he had called us to do. And we have to know his voice and obey. and there are situations that can be avoided. We know his voice. And obey. Isn't that a beautiful testimony? That's a beautiful testimony. God is good. God, put your smile. Just say, thank you, Jesus. I say, Yeshua. Thank you, Yeshua. And smile. Thank you. Let it go. Yes, you don't know what I let it go. It's all right. Let it go. Yes, people can be people, but let it go. Let it go. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He hears us, and I'm talking about our Father, and he loves us, and he looks after us. Yes, he does. He does. So let's thank him for this day. Oh, it's a beautiful day. It's raining, but we need the rain. I was talking to my cousin in California, and I think she said they got something like rain. So we tease and joke about their rain or lack thereof. But thank the Lord for the snow, even though we ask God to protect the people, that there be no hurt, harm. But we know that the snow is needed, the rain is needed to replenish. And so we ask God to protect his people in Jesus' name from the dangers of it. Amen? Hallelujah. God is good. I love the Lord. This morning, I was so often like, Lord, what you want me to say? What? And this came over me. I mean, when I said came over me, it came over me. I felt the wave of it. And it is, you're victorious. Victory over. You're a victor. You're not a victim. You're victorious. You're not a victor. You're victorious. Can you receive that? Can you feel it? Down it. Oh, all over you. You're victorious. You are victorious. We are victorious. Ooh, and that, oh, yeah. Write that down. That's victorious. I'm victorious over that. I'm not a victim. You're not a victim of your circumstances and your, all the events that happened in your life. It was stepping stone. Flesh. I got a flesh. You are victorious. I don't care what people say about you, how they say it, why they say it, what they think. There are people who see you being blessed just with a little something, and they get envious because I don't know why people figure that they can be blessed and you can't. They pray for you, then they get angry because how God bless you. Don't let anything bother you today. Whatever God does, just give him glory for it. Ooh, that thing that has been bothering you for centuries, you feel the lift, don't pull it back, let it go. And don't let anyone else try to bring it back to you. That's not yours. God made you a made you victorious over those old things that came to hold you bound. That's right. Uh-huh. Take your peace, your love, your joy. Yeah. And anybody want to go there, let them go. But they go without you. I'm victorious today. As of today. Can you say that? I'm victorious. Yes, yes, yes. All the old hurt, pain, doubt, all of that. Uh-huh. Why are we worried about stuff? You're victorious. So that's what I want to share with you today. But we could just hang up now. You're victorious. You're not a victim. Uh-huh. Woo. Word of the day. In the beginning. Genesis 1:1 Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. Woo. Glory. In the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. Bless his most holy name. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the water. Hallelujah. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day. And the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Bless the Lord. Same chapter, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle. Can't you just see yourself as a child of God? Hallelujah. Over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. God said, hallelujah. The second chapter of Genesis, the first verse. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, our God is there, our Father. Isn't that just, that's sometimes when I hear that, I had a Bible and it was in red. I love my Bible. But there was a young lady who kind of needed it more than I did. So I passed it on. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just read this. We know that this is a sample prayer. But I love it. Matthew 6:9-13. The disciples said, ask Jesus, teach them how to pray. And Jesus said, we go to 7. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they may be heard for their much speaking. But be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father listeth. Your Father knoweth what things you have need of before ye ask him. Isn't he a wonderful Father? After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Thank you, Lord. And forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, that's in red. That's Messiah speaking. That's, oh my Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory be to his name. The word is so rich. It's so comforting. It's so soothing. It's, oh God. I just praise it. And I know there are other scriptures, but Isaiah 43 and starting at the 7th verse, now 5 says, as an encouragement here, God says, fear not, for I am with you. This is Isaiah 43 and 5. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring my seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Now I'm just going to leave that right there. And you ask God to just give you some clarity and understanding on that. But God is a promise keeper. If he said it, if God said it, I don't care when he said it. If he said it, woo, it shall come to pass. If God said it, it will come to pass. Now listen to this. All of 43 is excellent and just satisfying. But Isaiah 43 and 7 says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him, Traveling Mercy, I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. That is everyone that is called by my name. And he says in verse 8, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord. I love that. And my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand, listen, that I am he. Listen to what he says. Before me there was no God formed. We can stop right there. You can depend on him. You can trust him. Hallelujah. Neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Verse 12, I have declared and have saved and have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Oh, I love it. Oh, yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Ooh, wee. Ooh, Lord, I may not understand all that's happened, but this is satisfying to, oh my God. Ooh, I can trust you. I confess Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Yeshua is Lord. I accept him as my Lord and Savior, born again into the family of God. Hallelujah. The benefits of being a child of God. It's comforting just to hear him say this to you, to say this to me. Woo! Reassuring that he is the one. And my Lord, so many of us have gone through so many things. And then you see, when you look back and you look over, you know who it brought you to. Hallelujah. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. Oh, I love that. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't that wonderful? Isn't just a confirmation that he won't allow you to be tempted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he doesn't, God, I'm talking about God. God does not tempt us. No. He doesn't tempt us. But he'll give you a way of escape. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you're reading the scriptures, just seem to just move all over you, just touch every place that needs, that's empty or need refreshing and renewed, and you inhale better. Yes, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. And you just know that to be able to trust and depend. Now, Romans 3 and 7 says, for if the truth of God has more abound through my life unto his glory, why am I also judged as a sinner? And not rather as we be slanderously reported, and as some affirm that we say, let us do evil that good may come, whose damnation is just. Hallelujah. 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 And 7 says, for if the truth of God has more abound through my life unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? For if the truth God has more abound
through my life unto his glory. Why yet am I also judged as a sinner? 5 says, but if our unrighteousness condemn the righteousness of God, what shall you say? Is God unrighteous? Who taketh vengeance? I speak as a man. God forbid. For them, how shall God judge the world? 7. For if the truth of God has more abound through my lie unto his glory, why yet am I also judged as a sinner? Hallelujah. Be faithful unto God. Hallelujah. Regardless to how it appears to man, you need to be faithful and speak truth to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, yes. We are to be faithful in all things to God. And we are victorious. Yes. Yes. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to go along with us. It doesn't mean that everybody's going to love us. No, that it's not going to be. But when you're faithful, God knows that you're faithful to him. And the truth is going to shine far greater sooner or later. That's right. And I was thinking about a friend who has gone through quite a bit of sicknesses. And she's yet holding on and faithful to God. I mean, she has endured quite a bit. God. And she is a living testimony for me. Does she have her moments? I'm sure she probably does. But she shines. And wherever she is, she gives God glory with her life because she's still pressing and doing what God has called her to do. That's a blessing. Yes, that is a blessing. Hallelujah. 1 John 3 and 18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And whereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our heart before him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence. Then have we confidence towards God. Amen. Hallelujah. For little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Hallelujah. Don't fake it. Be genuine. That's right. Be genuine. Be sincere. You're victorious. You don't have to pretend. You don't have to outdo anyone. You love earnestly. You love earnestly. In your words and in your deeds, you can be kind because a victorious person has confidence. Yes. And who has given them the victory, and that is God. So we honor God with our words, our thoughts, and our deeds. Our words, our thoughts, and our deeds. That's right. If we have confidence in our Father, knowing that he is the one that made it all possible. And it's through him. And we want to be pleasing to him and to show our gratification to him. And when we love you, God says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. What kingdom? I don't understand. It doesn't have laws. That doesn't have principles. Well, even earthly kingdoms have that. Now, I mean, we know that there are some people who are trying to take all of that away, and they want to be the absolute. Oh, my God. And if we're not smart, and I mean prayerful, we can be blindsided. Honor God. He will not allow that. But back to my point, if we say we don't have to obey God's kingdom, I mean commandments, and I had one person say, if they just hear the word commandment, it just makes them sick. They don't want to hear that word. Well, there's chaos. Everybody's doing their own thing. You know, King Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. I remember the passage in Judges says that they were doing whatever's right in their own eyes. Is that what we want to do? And then we just want to go, and we don't want to cry unto God. We just say, now you owe me this, shake the tree and get whatever we want off of there. And hurt others, victimize others. You know, and it's all right because that's how I felt today about that. That's chaos. Our God is the God of order. Yeah? So I don't know. Some things is just to me. And when you think of chaos, there's no rest, no peacefulness about chaos. When you have instruction and not doing it just your own thing, you move better. You work better. It's peaceful. It's peaceful. It's restful when you have instruction. I love my father's instruction. Yes. They're not bothersome. No, 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 no. Numbers. The sixth chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Listen, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Our benediction. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude. The first chapter starting at the 24th verse. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. Go in the power of the love of God and do all things. Rest in him. Hallelujah. You're not a victim. You're victorious. In Jesus, Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in.